Signing up for the new Obamacare plans has been a challenge in places like Virginia, where you have to use healthcare.gov. Things have been a little better in places like Maryland and D.C., but we're learning more than 60% of the national website hasn't even been built. I talked about it with and where we stand with Gail Walensky, a senior fellow at Project Hope.
The federal website is clearly not fixed yet. We've heard the promise that it will mostly work. The latest numbers being suggested is 80% of the people who should be able to get through by the end of this month, November 30th. We'll see whether or not that actually happens. We are hearing different experiences by the states. The states that seem to be having the easiest time have some of the less complex websites. Poor Oregon, I think, hasn't enrolled anyone yet. So for both the 36 states that are relying on the federal government and for at least some of the states that have designed their own websites, this is a problem that has not yet been resolved, and the clock is ticking. If by mid-December people are unable to enroll in the plans that they want and to make their payments, they will not have insurance as of January 1. If you are uninsured, you're not worse off than you were. But if you were one of the many people who had purchased insurance in the individual market, got a cancellation letter, and you can't figure out how to get a new insurance policy by then, you could find yourself in this awful position of going from having been insured to being uninsured. How ridiculous is that?
Before the launch of the Affordable Care Act, the president promised that people could keep their current plans if they like them. Then when the launch came, we had a lot of people getting cancellation notices. So the president coming out last week saying he's going to work to make sure that people can keep their plans if they want to. What are your thoughts on his Obamacare fix, as it's being called?
In the first place, the president made a pledge he wasn't in any position to guarantee, because there were so many qualifications as to what it would take in order to have a plan be eligible once January 1st, 2014 rolled around. Could only have very limited changes over a almost four-year period, and otherwise it would have to meet all the new requirements of the essential benefit package and other requirements that were part of the law. So now that people are very unhappy, finding that this promise, if you like your health care plan, you can keep it, wasn't what it sounded as though it would mean, the president has requested insurance companies that had canceled plans to consider reissuing them. That's all he can do. He can say, we will allow these plans, after all, to be offered. But that's a little bit like getting the toothpaste back in the tube after you've already been squeezing it. The insurance companies have been planning for months on discontinuing these plans. They'll have to go back and reconsider what it would take to reoffer these plans that have been discontinued, who's likely to be interested, how they should price it. Then they'll have to see whether the state insurance commissioners, or in DC's case, the DC insurance commissioner, will approve it, how long it'll take to get approved, and what kind of rate increases will be allowed, since it's not reasonable to expect them to offer another year's plan at 2013 or previous rates. So a lot of ifs. We'll see what will happen. And some state commissioners have already said, we're not going to do that.
And that's Gail Walensky, a senior fellow at Project Hope. For more on what we talked about tonight, go to WTOP.com, search Health Affairs.